All right. So for those who were just joining on the recording, I forgot to unpause the recording here, but I was just giving the intro stuff anyway, and you'll hear what we're doing as we come in. Basically, call the directions, set the containers, set the sacred sphere, and that's about where I was up to. Thank you, Arlene, for letting me know that. Really grateful. Then I'll lead you all into embodied awakening. Very simple process. You just call it in, you relax, and it comes from your higher self. And we get as awake as we can. And then we, from there, we just say, "Hey, allies, we're here to serve." And stuff happens. At that point, I don't direct anything. I just become empathic tour guide and tell you what the allies are doing. And that's how we do it. And inevitably, even though our intention is to come here and just help out with the great Aquarian Age launching, each of us receives healings and awakenings and all sorts of sweet stuff. And that's how it works. So everyone is muted and will remain so until the end. The process usually takes an hour or less. And then after that, we hang out for a while and Q&A and feedback for as long as people want to hang around and ask questions and make comments. So that's how it works. And as always, I do make a couple of requests for those who are participating, and this is valid whether you're live or on the recording, same either way. I do ask that you give this your full attention and do not multitask. Please do only this. That will give you the best experience, and because what you're doing affects everybody else, all part of a great energetic web when we do this, you're helping everyone else out too. So your actions affect everybody else, even if you're on the recording. So please, behave in the highest good of all. The other thing is, if you must depart while we're still in the energetic process unexpectedly, then just ask the allies to ease you out of the container. They will do so. This applies even if you're on the recording, please. You're just as much participating that way as if you're on the live call, and just have them ease you out and then go do what you got to do. All righty. Oh, I need to straighten an image on my Mesa. Hang on. The cats walk all over it and everything gets wonker jawed sometimes. Wonker jawed is a word I learned growing up in Oklahoma. All right, please, I invite you to close your eyes, relax, and just rest passively. If you feel the energy, just rest in the awareness of the energetics. If you don't feel the energy, rest in breath awareness and let the breath do whatever it wants. Pachamama, Mama Kia. Wirakocha inti quichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Brown Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Zachary, Jeremy, Thisa, Deborah, Moo, West. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sphere of light around this energy to hold it in. Hold it in and make sure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a solid container. Now I invite you to come into embodied awakening with us. And as always, I'll give a little bit of verbiage I'm required by the allies to say before I do this. Not required, but they appreciate it. So this is going to be kind of like driving a car. Your body is the car. And instead of your ego driving it, your ego will slide to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive it. If at any point your ego does not like your divine's driving, it can immediately slide over and take the wheel. In an instant, the divine will step out with no fuss. So I need your ego to know it's safe. There's no risk here. Anything we do with this can be instantly reversed if you wish. The benefits of embodied awakening include a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your head so much, you can just know what to do through intuition so much more. And there can be a lot more bliss. So if you'd like to experience that now, I invite you in a moment to repeat some words to your higher self after me. There's eight of them. So say them out loud if you can, or just think them silently if you must. Let's begin now. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. I invite you to release the words and just rest passively. If you feel the energy moving in and around you, just rest in the simple awareness of the energy, letting it do what it's doing anyway. Or if you do not feel the energy, then just feel breath. And just relax passively into that awareness. You will get the quickest, bestest result if you do not use any effort or willpower. And if you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything, just rest in passive awareness of either your energy or your breath. If you become distracted while we're in this process, that's okay. Consider the distraction to be an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay it any further attention. Don't try to change it or fix it or do anything with it. Just let it be where it is. But do return your attention gently and persistently to your focus, whether that's energy awareness or breath. If the distraction is still there in the background, that's fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. Finally, we can add one further nuance if you wish. Discover how little effort is required even to notice this stuff. So to find that out, let's drop to no effort at all. Please simply exist, simply be. Okay, at zero effort, is there a little bit of awareness anyway of either energy or breath, even without trying? If there's even a bit of it, that's enough. So if you've got awareness of your chosen focus, energy or breath, just stay at zero. If not, add a teeny tiny bit of effort back. But the idea is to just use barely enough effort to notice what you're focusing on, even the barest perception of it. And then just rest at that super minimal level of effort. Extra effort in this tool slows things down. Okay, many of us are in embodied awakening now. The way you can tell is that four things are all true at the same time. There is no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. All that's happening, you're in embodied awakening. So just relax with no effort into that if you're there. You hanging out there will make it easier for everyone else to get there quicker. If you're not there, continue using absolute minimum effort to notice either energy or breath, whichever you chose. We'll give just a moment longer. Remember, if you're not quite in embodied awakening yet, effort slows it down. You want to go to a either a fully effort-free state and just be, if that retains any awareness of your focus. Or if not, use the teensy, tiniest amount of effort possible to feel what you're focusing on. Really minimal effort. Okay, they're starting to move energy. The vibration is shifting. So from here on, I'll be your empathic tour guide. Just relax, let go now, let things happen on their own. There may be periods of time when what you are experiencing does not match what I'm describing, and that's perfectly fine. In that case, please use no effort to match my description. Relax into what's actually happening for you. You're getting your own wonderful customized experience. But I will narrate what the majority are experiencing. And again, I can perceive this even if you're on the recording after the live event is over. So I'm now feeling sort of a slow pulsing in the body. I'm starting to get some hip wiggling. So some heavy energy is being processed through. And on these calls, you never know if it's yours or they're giving you some heavy energy from some other source to process. Doesn't matter. If it's in your field, it's yours to process. So in this context, you don't have to do anything in particular with effort. You just relax and the divine itself will process it through you. There are certain kinds of healing work that simply work best when they use live human bodies like ours. So you just being here with a live human body and willing to let it be of use is allowing them to clear a lot of heavy energy from the planet. It's really, really beautiful. So you relax into your process. I've got a yowling cat I'm going to let outside. I'm going to remain with you energetically, and my physical body will be right back. So stay with your process. Okay, container's still nice, energy's still moving. Stay with your process. So those who need personal cleanup, some heavy energy needs to be cleared from your personal field for you to serve more effectively. They're taking care of that. For some, it may be entirely energy from other sources that need to be cleaned up to help the Aquarian age along. For some, it'll be both. You don't have to know the source. You just have to relax and let the divine move it through you. In this context, you don't need to say the healing invocation or anything like that. But, the idea here is to be completely relaxed and just let your body and consciousness be of use to the divine. The divine will totally take care of processing the heavy energy through your field and they'll make sure that nothing gets left behind. You'll be clean as a whistle when they're done. If your body wants to shake like mine, or if it wants to vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to cry or holler or scream or pound a pillow, all that's good too. You're muted. No one on the call is going to hear you. So just relax, be with your process. Yeah, they're moving that heavy energy through pretty good. The Karo tribe in Peru calls this heavy energy hucha. Some spell it H-U-C-H-A, some spell it H-O-O-C-H-A. Since Quechua is an oral language, it's up to an opinion about how it's spelled. But just let that hucha, that heavy energy, move through you. They may just be flushing it through and taking it out of your hands or your feet or down your spine. Or some of it might be transmuting to love and light and staying with you. Either way is fine. Just let the divine make the call on that. Okay, now I'm feeling some really sweet divine consciousness coming in. I've got a nice head buzz. There's some nice, sweet, ecstatic energy coming into my entire body. So they're now bringing in more of the celestial energy. Again, if we were among the Quechua tribe in Peru, they would say, oh, here comes the Sami, S-A-M-I. Sami is highest celestial energy. Sami comes in and the hucha flushes out down into the earth. Again, let the body move in whatever way it may want to release. Or tone out, whatever it's doing. There, now my perception is that most of the heavy energy stuff is done, at least for the moment. And I'm sitting, feeling more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. Consciously perceiving the layers of divine energy outside and beyond my human body. So now it's a mixture, some heavy energy processing, some ecstatic energy incoming. We're also starting, some of us, to be aware of the blended group energy. You may notice a part of you is blended with everyone here, and there is still some awareness of your individual human self. You may also be noticing that our Awakening Plus folks, live and or on the recording, are now blending with other beings of service beyond us. And there we go, blending into the entire field of light beings around planet Earth. There are so many, I can't even start to count them. We're talking billions of them. Lots and lots of light beings. And we are so fortunate to be among them, floating around the Earth. But very important, best not to initiate anything from your ego. Let happen spontaneously what the divine wants to do. So there now may be some periods of silence. I'm sensing many different people having many different experiences. That's okay. Go with whatever's happening. I'll continue to narrate things that the larger group is experiencing as the divine prompts me. But just relax into the process, even if the silence goes on for a while. That passivity includes, please do not initiate sending of energy down to earth yourself from the ego. The divine takes care of all that in its own way on these calls. Just be and let yourself be of service. And I don't think I stated it explicitly before, so I'll do it now. Allies, we come to serve. Everyone on this Awakening Plus call is here to assist in the Great Aquarian Awakening. And whatever use we can be with our consciousness, with our bodies, in any way at all that serves highest good of all, we are happy to be of that service. Please make it so. Thank you. Again, I'm sensing many different experiences from many different people. Just relax and let your experience be yours. Yeah, they're clearing some heavy stuff through us right now, at least many of us. You can rest assured that whatever comes through will not be too much. It won't be too challenging. It won't be over the top ecstatic. It'll be measured within what you can, in fact, handle right now. Y'all are doing really well. Stay with this, stay relaxed. Let the energy move through you. Okay, now our blended group field is where most of the heavy energy processing is happening. It will still come to some degree through physical bodies because certain alchemy requires that, but the many hands make light work, pun intended, is now in play. Feels like a lot of heavy energy is moving through us right now. It feels like the focus is still on heavy energy processing. They want to get that really done well before they start the major illumination process. So stay with it, relax. There's nothing your personality has to do except let the divine do it through you and for you. The divine is well aware of your current limitations and capabilities and will be sure to work within those. They are smarter than you can possibly imagine. Smarter than I can imagine, too. And now, it feels like at least that round of hooch is on the way out. I'm still feeling some clearing out the bottoms of the feet, but my body isn't shaking anymore. So now I invite you just to relax fully, just be plenty of space for whatever the divine would like to do next. Once again, they're inviting you to completely relax and allow. Now they're starting the upgrades a little more, obviously. You may be now feeling your entire physical body saturated with light in every cell. And you might feel that body lifting up into the air in the etheric realm. The physical body is still ruled by gravity, but the light body, of course, can rise and be whatever size your consciousness wishes. For some people, the experience in the inner worlds is mainly visual. For others, it's feeling. For a small minority, it's perceived in ways beyond those two senses. So just let it be what it is. And however you perceive the inner world, whether it's through sight or feeling, any other way, just let that be what it is. You relax, the very subtle energy is coming in now. If you're not accustomed to how we do things, you're in Awakening Plus. Most of the time, it's just a complete relaxation and allowing. I learned over the course of many years of shamanic work that when we're in these realms like this, the divine has a much better idea of what should happen than Benjamin does. So Benjamin relaxes and just goes for the ride. And I recommend you do the same with your ego right now. Just relax, allow, don't have an agenda on what you think should be happening. Just relax and let the divine lead. And
Let the divine move the energy. Yeah, I just hit a sweet spot there in consciousness. Stay with your process, stay relaxed, let things move. We're being of help to the Great Awakening individually and collectively. Our awakening plus blended field is also merged with this other field of all these amazing beings of light and love around planet Earth, helping to bring in the new golden age. People have asked me, when's that going to happen on calls like this? And the divine always answers, that's up to you guys. When enough of you wake up, the golden age will be here. And waking up in this case means embodied awakening, where you've integrated the awakening and it's just part of your daily human experience. Yeah, the energy is becoming more focused and dense, not in a bad way, just kind of intense. I'm feeling some strong energy in the crown chakra and pineal gland, third eye, a lot around the neck area and the back. Much along the shoulders and arms. When a shaman belches, it's not rude, it's just clearing heavy energy. Now they're shaking me around again, so it's just a potpourri here, some clearing, some transmuting, some deep bliss energy, just let it be what it is. And whatever combos it shows up. I'm sensing someone who's wishing they had more consciousness in the inner worlds, and they're using effort to achieve that. That's not optimal in this context. Just relax, be with what is, and the divine will move you into those higher realms the moment you're ready. Now stillness, a sense of expanding energy around my head. Stronger movement into my light body overall. Hmm. this consciousness I'm in feels really sweet. I'm very consciously present as my divine, more so than the human Benjamin. And many of you are experiencing that as well. Just relax into that. And they're doing the same thing they've done for a while now on these calls. The idea is for us on the call to be taken into the deepest awakening that we can do for highest good. And then as awakened beings, we are templates for the humans on Earth. And it sort of sets a vibration that makes it easier for the remaining humans on the planet to get to that awakened state. That means, again, don't be sending energy. Don't be consciously transmitting energy to Earth. Your job is to just let them take you into the deepest awakening that you can hold for highest good. And the divine will totally take care of using that energetic state for the benefit of humanity. Your job is just to hold the state. Well, to be more technical, your job is to chill and be open. And if the divine has you holding a state of consciousness, then that's what they're doing. You got me shaking big time. Wow, a lot of energy moving through me. Wow, the energy is getting so nice right now. Yeah, now I'm perceiving myself as a vast majority being of light, really a sweet consciousness. Radiating love and light to the planet automatically, blended beautifully with everyone on this call, whether they're live or on the recording. They're saying you're a part of that field as well. Are you aware of it? More heavy energy processing through me. They're putting us to work today in a really lovely way. I'm feeling a little more emphasis on my physical body now. And as usually happens, the energies that we've been working with are now being integrated into our physical forms. Again, there's nothing for you to do except allow it. So please just be passive and relax and just witness what's happening with your awareness. Just relax and be. Please allow this integration to continue. It will give you a lovely upgrade that will be your new baseline until it gets better yet. Nice. Stay with the process, stay relaxed. So I'm feeling pretty solid in my physical body. I'm going to give them a moment longer to see if they have anything else in mind. Apparently not. That's good. Okay, so now I'm going to close the container. After that, I'll make a super brief announcement and then we'll open the floor for questions and comments. So I invite you to just relax and be as I call the closing of the mesa. Pachamama. Namakia. Wirakocham Quichi. That was Inti Quichi. Pachamama. Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kichi. Thank you, allies, for this powerful experience. Thank you for letting us be of service, and thank you for the gifts you have given in return of healing and awakening and whatever else served each person in this moment. Thanks for saturating and upgrading our bodies with these new vibrations. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still with anyone who's been part of this process, please stay with them rather for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. I ask that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, so this call has been open to anyone who wanted to show up. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, go check out awakeningplus.com. We have a $1 for a 30-day trial, and you can get a full experience of it and see if you like it. If you're interested in working with me directly, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. Learn about that at astroshaman.com. And now let's open it up for feedback. So that ends our formal process. If you would rather leave now, you can, no worries. But if you'd like to hang around and chat and you're on live, then hang around. If you're on the recording, you can listen to what we're about to chat about. So feel free to either type in the chat window or simply unmute yourself and speak. Either way is fine. You are now free to unmute if you wish, and if you are willing to turn on your webcam as well, we'd love to see you if you're willing. I see that K Morris 50, that I don't know exactly what that green up arrow means, but if you would like to unmute yourself, feel free so we can hear you. I'll try to read what gets typed in here. Let me expand it out so I can see who's typing what. Mike said he will not be able to attend on Mondays. Sorry. I figured some people would not be able to make the new time, but I had to shift it because of a new class I'm taking on internal family systems. Nathan types, I felt a hair go in my mouth and I heard somebody say, believe it or not, that was perfectly timed and very helpful. Sweet. Sounds like then it wasn't heresy. Oh. And Patricia types, that was really intense. Glad to hear it. So again, feel free to unmute if you'd like to speak, or just type in the chat. Or not. We can have a short follow-up tonight if no one feels like sharing. K types, still going on. Thank you, Benjamin, for a beautiful session. You're welcome. Catherine types, that was delicious. Much appreciated, Benjamin. I feel full with this magnificent energy that seems to be supporting me at all cardinal points with Archangel Metatron in the middle. Perfect way to fall asleep. Nice. Patricia types, perhaps we are all super mellowed out. I know I am. Lovely. And Brenda types, oh, feeling so peaceful. Thank you for creating this space. It's a place where I may contribute spiritually and energetically. Thank you. And Virika types, I am feeling good, energized. Sweet. I'm glad everyone's been having a good experience here. Arlene types, I release many huge yawns. I always stay a long time in a peaceful space. Nice. Oh, now you're making me want to yawn. Ah, here it comes. Thank you, Arlene. Jen types, recently learned how to connect to spirit and nice to have a place to put it to use for others. Indeed. Service is my favorite thing to do. It feels so good. You know, when you're not very awake, you sometimes struggle, what should I do for myself versus for others? And you can get to the point where, wow, serving others is my favorite thing to do. So what you do selfishly and what you do selflessly can become the same thing. It's really sweet. Marla types, so great and nourishing. And then she put a heart. Thank you, Marla. Last call for feedback. I'm getting sort of a wrap it up kind of vibe. Laura types, thanks, Benjamin. Been doing this for several weeks and tonight felt very different. Well, good different, I hope. Oh, we have a phone caller who is unmuted. Would you like to speak?
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you so much. And yeah, tonight was lovely. I felt just warm. I could feel the energy in my hands. I also felt my crown chakra, and it's just, yeah, it was delicious. Thank you.
Yay. I'm afraid I had my computer muted. I didn't hear your first few words. Who is speaking?
Oh, this is Joy up here in Long Island.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for joining us, Joy.
Is Monday going to be in the same time slot?
Yep, it'll be 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern. Starting this coming Monday.
Okay, thanks.
And again, if anyone cannot make the live, I get told over and over again, the recordings are just as juicy as the live events. And if you remember, then you get access to the full archive. There's now over 300 recordings and a best of guide to steer you to the best of them. So it's quite the smorgasbord.
I wanted to share that I took your recommendation and tried the salt shower.
Huh?
And that's been really wonderful. And then, yeah, when I read the salt shower post on your website, you know, I learned about the word hucha there. And then you were talking about it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I want to share something funny, which is I live with my dad and he's a really funny, sweet guy. And he's always using the word hucha.
Really?
To describe like something you have to deal with or that you don't want to deal with. He'll be like, well, go, you know, what are you going to do about the hoochah hoochah? He'll say, but it's like, he didn't really know that it was referring to heavy energies. So that's been really kind of funny and sweet to me all week long.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. The interesting thing about the Quechua, when they say hoochah, there's no negative connotation to it. It's just a technical description. Hucha is heavy energy and Sami is light energy. And they recognize that you got to have both or you can't have either. So that's just kind of the way they view it. Anybody else? All right. Well, thank you all so much for being here. It was a powerful night and loved all the feedback after. And again, I'm just always so incredibly grateful that y'all choose to show up. Really, really honored to be able to facilitate so many people showing up to serve the great collective. Yay. Alrighty. So I'm going to wrap it up then. Thanks again for being here. We'll close. Again, if you're not yet a member, feel free to check out awakeningplus.com and learn all the many benefits of membership. And we'd love to have you join us if you're not there yet. All right. Good night, everybody. Many blessings to you. Namaste.